The Jason Rantz Show.
Jason Rantz, Seattle radio host, joins us now.
Jason, you're the perfect guest on this.
Jason Rantz, welcome back, Jason.
I see you often on other programs here.
Jason, what's going on?
Jason, thanks for coming on.
The Quick Hit.
Dr. Gina Johnson is a physician, and she's running for Bellevue City Council. And she's doing this because she wants to ensure that the city doesn't drift too far to the left at a time where it's never been more important. She is pro-police, she is pro-business, she is pro-family, and she joins me on the line. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. I'm happy to be here with you.
Let's lean in a bit to your medical background. You were a registered nurse, you're a naturopathic physician. What say you on the King County and statewide guidance that vaccinated people wear masks right now? Do you think that's the right move?
Well, I'm definitely in support of individual businesses doing what they need to do to keep their businesses safe. So certainly if there's a sign in place, I certainly respect that. I think that the CDC certainly has made statements and our local county health department officials as well. And so I think the data is a little bit mixed, which makes it very confusing for us. But at the end of the day, I am one for respecting individual business rights. And so I'll just leave it at that. And I think it definitely if you're at high risk, I think you should definitely take personal responsibility to protect your health. And certainly a mask might be part of that. Certainly a vaccine could be part of that. So all of that is available to us. And I certainly encourage people to work with their physicians, their providers, and make sure they get the best health information that they need to protect themselves.
Is it fair to say that if you were a council member, you would not be supportive of a move mandating vaccines for city workers?
That's correct. I don't support mandates or vaccine passports, although I definitely am not anti-vax, and I support vaccines and taking steps that you need to protect your health and working with your provider and making good, sound decisions for your personal health, but I don't support forced mandates. We have seen how that's been very devastating for our state businesses and our economy, and so I certainly can't support that, no.
So the city of Bellevue has been benefiting in a lot of ways from Seattle being so anti-business. The atmosphere here is just so bad. Obviously, you guys are picking up Amazon jobs, Facebook jobs, and others that come along with it. Why do you think you'd be a better council member than your opponent, the mayor, Lynn Robinson?
Sure. I definitely think having a business background myself, I also have an MBA in addition to my physician background, but I just feel like I am the candidate to support incentives for business rather than higher taxes and things that would overregulate and control businesses. I mean, essentially, we are gaining Amazon and other businesses because of Seattle's behaviors that they've done to drive businesses towards us, which is wonderful, but we have to protect that so that we can keep those businesses here. And so certainly if we become a non-business friendly climate, if we become a city that isn't safe or a beautiful place to live, a very welcoming, inclusive community, then we also will lose those businesses. So I definitely want to protect that.
Well, what's an incentive or incentives that you would get behind?
Well, certainly tax incentives, for example, to develop within Bellevue, it's quite costly and there's so much bureaucracy that it's very slow. Mm-hmm. And so that really slows down projects getting out of the ground. It actually impacts affordable housing within Bellevue. So if I could get behind a movement to actually help reduce those fees and reduce that bureaucracy, that time, I think it would be very beneficial both for business development and also for affordable housing, especially for middle income.
So you're a Republican. You would be on a council that is almost evenly split, Republican versus Democrats for the most part. Everyone seems to be getting along, but there's this fear that's lingering for a lot of folks that the council could drift to the left. Do you share that concern?
Well, certainly it is a nonpartisan position. So all of us on City Council would represent all of our city with regardless of party. So I should say that first. It's definitely nonpartisan.
Although in Seattle, it's also nonpartisan. And I think that everyone would acknowledge that they're definitely partisan.
I hear you. I hear you. And admittedly, I definitely have conservative values in the sense that I really respect our state constitution and our U.S. constitution. And so my decisions clearly have that as a lens, as a foundation. So I do feel, though, that Seattle has driven itself into the ground, so to speak, and I don't want that to be the future for Bellevue. I think we're different in the sense that we get along here and we really strive for prosperity for everyone, which is really a beautiful thing, and I think we all want that. And so I just basically want to be a voice for that and help people keep that. And also to help people, you know, move up to whatever level of success that they want to achieve. So I want to make sure that Bellevue has the best schools and the best resources for anyone here to thrive, whether you're a resident or a visitor.
Love it. Dr. Gina Johnson's running for Bellevue City Council. Her website, Dr. Gina, the number 4 Bellevue.com. Dr. Gina, number 4 Bellevue.com. Dr. Gina for Bellevue. .com. You got those ballots in your hands. Make sure you get them postmarked by tomorrow at 8 p.m., but do the responsible thing. Just send them out now. Make sure you vote. Dr. Gina Johnson, thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jason, and thank you all for your November 2nd vote. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
The Last Rants.
Very quickly, I just want to turn your attention to the story out of Tumwater where parents decided to step up and say, no, we're not going to accept a diversity director who is intolerant, who is known for posting these kinds of horrific memes attacking Republicans and Christians and white people. Not going to do it. And so they got together, they organized in a very organic way. And they saw some positive results in that this guy is no longer going to be the director of diversity, equity, and inclusion there. They saw something that was wrong. They talked about it with each other. And they decided to show up to a meeting when it mattered. And they were there expressing their views. And they saw results. Now, on the left, we often see this particular strategy be used by bad faith activists. They use the strategy because it actually works. In their case, of course, they contrive controversies to cancel people with mainstream views. But conservatives were on the right side on this particular issue. Kids were being impacted. They were right to call this out. And so I want folks to listen. Again, if you didn't, go back and listen to my first hour as I went through the story or read my blog on it at ktth.com. I want you to think of all the important issues you could tackle in your cities. From Redmond to Bothell, Seattle to Tacoma, are there any issues where just a little bit of organizing could have come in handy and gotten some good results? I would say yes, and all you need to do is look at Tumwater as a case study on how to do it the right way. And that's the Last Rants.